The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
But first, no doubt many of you woke up as well this morning to thunder and lightning and rain, and the weather will be a topic of many a conversation this morning. And weather indeed is a topic of a new exhibition at the Science Gallery in Dublin. It opened last night and opens to the public today, and Lynn Scarfe is the director.
Indeed.
The head honcho of the Science Gallery and also curator of this particular exhibition is here with me to tell us all about it, what's involved in this morning. It's very wet outside. It's a perfect day to launch, really,
isn't it?
You know
what, Jay? It is a little bit wet outside, yeah. We seem to have this kind of predictive ability in the Science Gallery that whenever we do a show, the theme that it's about seems to be happening. So, yeah, so I apologise to everybody who woke up this morning to thunder and lightning. But
taking full responsibility for that?
Full responsibility. Full responsibility. The show is strange weather. And, you know, for a long time we were interested in exploring climate change. But many of your listeners will know the minute you hear climate change, for many people, it becomes quite negative. It becomes about, you know, having to switch off things to change your lifestyle significantly, and feels a bit preachy sometimes. So we kind of reconsidered that and thought about a show that really took the idea of weather. And because weather is something, as you know, affects our daily lives. We talk about it constantly. God knows in Ireland we talk about it all the time.
Yes.
And it's something that we're all very familiar with. And we have a deep understanding of it almost. So within the show Strange Weather, what we're trying to do is to bring in some of the aspects of climate change, but to do it in a way that people are actually getting to contribute and participate and not feeling like they're being preached at.
Yeah, because I have to say, an exhibition on climate change sounds deadly dull and deadly boring, but the Science Gallery, for people who don't know about the Science Gallery, tell us what the aim of the Science Gallery is.
So the Science Gallery is unusual in the sense that all of our shows are put together by people from lots of different areas. So Strange Weather involves artists, scientists, designers, researchers. It was curated by Kat Kramer and Zach Denfield, who are designers and researchers. But it was
Are they real names?
They are real names, yeah. They get to have the cool
that.
Names, yeah, yeah. But also curated by Gerald Fleming from Met Aaron. So
we love Gerald Fleming.
Who doesn't
love? He's a national institution.
Who doesn't love Gerald Fleming? And he was at our launch last night and had a crowd around him for most of the evening. You couldn't
superstar.
Get to him.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, what we were trying to do was bring these people from different disciplines together to talk about this kind of tricky area, really. And, you know, the show itself has a lot of different exhibits in it that touch on lots of different areas. Weather betting is one, which I think a lot of listeners might be interested in, whereas our ability to predict the weather has significantly increased over time. But 7 days out, they're pretty good. The eighth day, it gets a bit murky. And so what you can do at Science Gallery is come in and make a prediction of what the weather is going to be like 8 days from now, and Gerald Fleming and the guys in Met Aaron are doing their job, and we're betting against them.
Okay. So, and can you win money?
You can't win money, no, but there's the sense of winning.
Oh, you sound like you're at the school sports day now.
I know.
About taking part.
It's
okay, but it is nice to win.
But
I suppose it's
a fun thing to kind of actually see if you're any good at, you know, making predictions on the weather. And I know that there's lots of people out there that, you know, are really good at saying what the weather is going to be like because they're looking at the natural world around them. But as also within that, then we've also set up a green screen where people can actually come in and do the weather forecast
as per the television.
As per the television,
been to the ploughing championships of the young scientists, you can come in and present the weather.
Now,
when you say green screen, what's behind you? And most people know, but behind you is a map of Ireland. You think, but actually, it's just a piece of green wall.
Exactly. This is what like all those fantastic actors have to face all the time in those amazing films. But you're doing it on a smaller scale, so you've got a big green screen behind you, and you're seeing a map on a screen in front of you. But we've done it in a kind of quirky way, so you get to do the weather for the next 5 decades as opposed to the next 5 days.
There's no challenge there.
And then a kind of weather forecast that looks at, well, what happens when we get to the stage where our sun might burn out. So, you know, we're taking these kind of long-term views as well. And I suppose within that, we're really interested in getting our audience to come in and to tell us what they think. So one of the areas we have is called the Climate Council, where we're asking people, tricky questions where they have to make choices about things. One of the questions we're asking recently, the National Academy of Sciences found that if a hurricane has a female name, it causes more damage. And the reason it causes more damage is because people are less likely to take shelter for a hurricane with a female name than they are for a hurricane with a male name.
So when Katrina came the way of the United States, less people evacuated because of a female name.
Because people have a presumption that a female name means that it's going to be a less violent storm. And so one of the questions we're asking people is, you know, do we change the names of hurricanes so that they're all male? Or do we let, you know, big multinational companies name them? Or, you know, do we, all of these...
That's a no.
Yeah. So all of these kind of, you know, difficult questions, do we start, you know, thinking about if you... We're asking people if you had to make a choice between no longer taking any transport with fossil fuels or not having a hot shower once a day. You know, so we're what we're really trying to probe as well is the fact that, you know, our climate is changing. And I think it's irrevertible at the moment that it is. But what we're trying to say to people is there's choices to be made. Some of them are difficult choices, but let's engage in a conversation about it. You know,
but do we need to adapt to the weather, or should we try and change the weather with science?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. So there's two options there, you know, and one of the parts that we're looking at in the show is this idea of geoengineering. And, you know, Zach and Kat, who are curators within the show, are very interested in this idea. Well, what's geoengineering? So geoengineering is trying to change our environment, trying to change our weather. I suppose something that a lot of listeners might be familiar with is cloud seeding. And cloud seeding is done in numerous countries around the world, but it's often done to actually try and disperse clouds.
So this is when an aircraft flies through the...
It's actually often they shoot a rocket up into the clouds to try and disperse clouds so that they won't have any rain or fog or so on. There was a lot of talk about it around the time of the Olympics in Beijing, that there was a lot of cloud seeding going on at the time there. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of questions about, as humans, we've always been kind of manipulating our environment. And I guess one of the questions that Strange Weather asks is, you know, what are the opportunities within climate change? Because opportunities are going to arise, and let's think about those.
What potentially are they? Give us some examples.
Well, I mean, some opportunities that, you know, are going to arise for better or worse is that with melting ice, there's going to be shipping channels that are opening up that have long been closed to most people. That also opens up the possibility to access more fossil fuels. Obviously, the argument there is, isn't that what got us in this position in the first place? But the I suppose the question is that in many respects, sometimes we're not addressing the really big issues. And for many people, their familiarity with climate change is in terms of the, you know, as important as the small actions are to take, there's big global questions that need to be discussed. And I think it's very difficult sometimes for people to engage in those questions. And what we want to do is to create a space where people can do that in an enjoyable manner.
So The message today is it's fun to go and see.
It is.
There's
absolutely
lots to learn. Is it suitable for children? Is it suitable for adults?
I mean, Science Gallery's target audience is 15 plus, but it's very much, this show is very much suitable for kids.
So you can bring the kids. How much is it in?
It's free.
It's free?
It's free.
I fall off my chair. It's free.
So come along. We, you know, we welcome all donations. We have a lovely donation box in our reception area, but it is free to come in. And we have.
Does it have a female name?
Yeah.
Do you get more money?
That's a very good question, Jay. No, it doesn't. Maybe we should look at that.
Maybe you should look at the psychology.
And we have a lovely cafe. So, you know, it's a great spot for the summer.
Great. What's the website for people to go and...
It's www.sciencegallery.com. So link onto that and have a look. And you can also find out a lot about the events that we have coming up as well, which might be particularly interesting.
Great. So look, I have to say, I've been there myself. I've brought the kids. I've been on my own and I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, great.
All the times I've been there, I have to say, because you guys put a lot of work into it. And as you say, it's multidisciplinary. There's art there. There's science there. There's a little bit of fun as well.
And
you can get food. Which is the most important thing when you go anywhere, that you can buy food.
Frankly, who goes anywhere if they can't get some food or a cup of tea at the end of it?
Lynn, thanks for coming in.
Not at all.
Through the weather this morning. Lynn Scarfe, the director of the Science Gallery and creator of Strange Weather. Thank you very much, Lynn.